The stadium was dedicated 5 years after the end of World War I to Illinois students, alumni, and staff who died in what was called the War to End All Wars. Since then, though, more than 800 people with U of I ties died in World War II, another 20 in Korea, 47 in the Vietnam War, and 3 in other conflicts. Retired Admiral and U of I alumnus Archie Clemens says his committee started meeting 2 months after September 11th to determine how to extend the honor to veterans of those wars, as well as those who may be involved in future conflicts.
We still need people that will be willing to give their lives for the freedom that we all enjoy. So putting it here in this colonnade and putting it on brass plaques of the design which is being worked out, that additional names can be added so it becomes a living memorial where it is kept up to date and current.
Clemens says even when Memorial Stadium was dedicated, leaders had talked about honoring soldiers of all wars. Plaques will be unveiled near the existing colonnades and dedicated this November at the Illinois-Ohio State football game, the first game after Veterans Day. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.